I have to have a little fun. I have to show you something that happened yesterday. I was talking to you about school, and I said this sentence. I take that from my experience at school, and I'm not a student per se. I mean, I did okay in school, and I did really well in college after I got out of the Navy. But, it's just school and me don't always get along. I don't know if you caught that. Now, I pride myself on being a writer, and I talked about school and my experience with school. But notice I said school and me do not always get along. That should have been school and I, because me is a direct object, and I was referring to who doesn't get along. School and I do not get along. Therefore, I used the direct object where I should have used the pronoun. So there. But you can see kind of an example of what I was saying yesterday. So yesterday we were talking about that whole thing of being people who are learning to turn from sin so that we can be more open to the wisdom of God. And that is our call. That is what November is really all about. And it's also Advent, which is December, up until Christmas. But it's really this time to understand where the Lord is calling us and how he's calling us to change our lives so that we may more experience and know his grace in our lives. And so it's a powerful reality that we need to understand, that God is calling us to a whole new understanding. Always. I mean, this has always been the case of those who come to know God. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. And you can also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the blog, you can communicate with us, you can donate to the show. If the show is really meaning something to you and you'd like to donate, there is a way to do that, and we'd really appreciate it if you would, because that would help the show. And you can do all these things at CatholicAudioMedia.com, as well as listen to every other show we've done and hear our new show that is airing at 3 o'clock and midnight, actually, I should say, and 3 o'clock in the morning on WROL and WEZE. You can check out the station schedules for the exact time. And this is actually geared to those who are up at that time to help them to consecrate their days and their service to the Lord, whether or not they're actually in church service. We're assuming that most of them, 99% of them, are not, but called to serve the Lord. So at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and that podcast is also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, again, we've been talking about this is November. Now, one of the interesting things about this whole November reality is, which begins on Sunday, is that it's Saints Day, All Saints Day. Well, what is the day before All Saints Day? Halloween. Well, yes, and we know where Halloween comes from, All Hallows Eve. It's an old English term, and it literally means the night before All Saints Day, because All Hallows is that old English term for All Holy. So that's where Halloween comes from. Now, I speak three languages. I speak English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Now, you may or may not know that for those of us who speak more than one language, especially if the other language is in the Americas, but doesn't have to be, Halloween is our nightmare. Now, you might explain why. Because Halloween is an American holiday that Americans grow up with, and we all understand Halloween. However, think of this. Someone comes from another country. They don't speak the language well. They're going to come to appreciate what goes on in that country through the visual. So when Halloween comes around, what do they see? And there you go. They see everything that is designed to scare them, so to speak, and in fact, it does. Hence, it becomes my nightmare. Because the next thing that you know is, in a lot of these communities, especially in the Latino communities, Halloween becomes this demonic holiday that is something that brings the devil into the present. Well, we all know as Christians what to keep away from. We all know what to stand for and everything else. But if you're coming from another country and you don't understand Halloween to begin with, it becomes something that not only does it scare you, but now you'll teach other people to rail against it. And as an American who speaks the Latino languages, that becomes my nightmare. Because you have the Americans on one side, it's Halloween, we do this every year. And then you have people from other countries going, this is Halloween, this is horrible. But a friend of mine taught me something that was really powerful. A priest friend of mine taught me something that was really, really powerful. And I've always kept that in mind. He says, remember this about Halloween. Halloween falls on the night before All Saints Day. And, you know, that's where it all came from. And it's got this, you know, the whole background of, you know, witches and goblins and all the other stuff. We know that. But he says, really at the bottom of Halloween is because Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. He defeated everything that can hurt us, all that evil. Therefore, we can laugh in it because Jesus gave us that power. That's a whole different way of looking. And I'm not asking you to really celebrate goblins and devils and everything else. It's just another way to look at it, to understand. It's not something that should scare us as Christians, but to make us look to the reality of Christ. We'll be right back right after this.
With the November election on the horizon, we all need to critically examine the information we read and share. Your friends and family may share your views, but we all need to challenge ourselves to break out of our bubbles. Look at a variety of news sources to see if the claim being reported is accurate, while always staying alert to misinformation. We tend to lean into what feels right and ignore what doesn't. Be receptive to news that may challenge your assumptions. Voting depends on you. Democracy depends on us.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back. So before the break, we were talking about Halloween and that representing of the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus that shows to us that evil has no power over it. And even exorcists will tell you that the only power the devil has is what you give him. That's it. He doesn't have any power over you unless you give him that power, and that's where temptation comes in and everything else. So obviously you want to avoid those things that open the door to the devil, and we know that. And you want to avoid temptation, but we also have the power of the sacraments. The most powerful form of exorcism, I don't know if you know this, now we're getting into exorcism, we're talking about Halloween exorcism, but I just want to tell you, it's the most powerful form of exorcism, deliverance and exorcism, is the sacrament of reconciliation, also known as confession. The reason is because that is a sacrament. That is a manifestation of God's grace. That is more powerful. It's even more powerful than exorcism because exorcism is a sacramental, whereas confession is a sacrament. And the exorcists I have spoken to, and I've spoken to several just, you know, in classes, and I lived with one for a while, they always told me that one good confession is more powerful than 100 exorcisms. So keep that in mind. So that's the power that is there, that God gives us this power. Well, think of it. November is the month that we focus on our ultimate demise, our ultimate death, and we also remember those who have gone before us. What is the thing that people are afraid of the most? Well, what do they do on horror movies? What's the thing that they're always afraid of? And if you really understand your Christian faith, horror movies become difficult to be afraid of. They really are. They become difficult to be afraid of them because what is the whole thing? Well, if this happens, you will die. Well, that means I'll be in heaven in a half an hour. But I'll say that. Then I can't scare you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had two friends of mine used to love to watch horror movies. And, you know, just loved horror movies. And one of them, you know, there it was, you know, that exact same scenario. if you don't do what I say, you will die. Well, then I'll be in heaven in a half an hour. Ah! And the other one watching this movie said, would you just shut up? Because he would ruin the horror movie. There's no horror in a horror movie if you have no fear of death. That's the reality. And that's what Halloween is, the beginning of that month that teaches us about eternal life. So we turn around and say, yeah, but you know, God is leading us to eternal life. Best line I ever heard was from a friend of mine who was going in for an operation. And there was question of whether or not he was going to survive the operation. And instead of, oh my God, I may not make it through the operation, what does this mean, a dot, 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 he just said, I could be in heaven in a half an hour. He wasn't, because he survived the operation. But that's the faith that God calls us to have. So as we enter into November, and remember what I told you yesterday, we learn to turn away from those things that can terrorize us because we know in Christ we have greater power. That's powerful. So we keep that in mind and we trust in Christ, and that's what we do. So anyway, putting that all together, we keep that in mind. We recognize that Christ is with us, and we can see that. So what is the scariest part of Halloween for me? Being caught between two communities that see it from two different perspectives. But that means that I can teach the truth of what Christ is saying, is that, you know, all these monsters that you will see are all focused on death. And what did Jesus do? He destroyed death and gave us eternal life. So therefore, by destroying death and giving us eternal life, what power do those monsters have? Nothing. And that's the point. And that's what it's all about. In November, when we're focused on turning sin away from sin. Why? So that we can come closer to Christ and learn more deeply of his wisdom. And what power does all that evil have over us? None. There you go. So keep that in mind over the next month. And when Halloween comes and people are saying, just say, no, take this message very simply. Open yourself to Christ and he gives you power over all forms of evil because you have that power in Christ. We'll be back tomorrow, and have yourself a blessed day.
We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.